In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. This is a feast day, this day of the raising of Lazarus. Many people think that Holy Week begins tomorrow with Palm Sunday, but indeed, it begins on this day, and it begins with a resurrection from the dead, and indeed Holy Week, of course, concludes with a resurrection from the dead. Today is the preview, it's the foretaste, it's the sign, it's a sign of what is to come, it's a sign of the promise of Christ's power over death, which will make possible his own resurrection. It is also a sign, as we sing ultimately, of the universal resurrection of the dead, the universal resurrection of us all, of us all. We see the power of Christ over death. We see that death has to respond and obey the voice of the Lord, that death has no resistance to the power of God that is in Jesus Christ, and the Lord wants to give us that power. The Lord wants to give us that power of life over death, that we would live a life-filled life, a life-giving life, a life that begins here on this earth and continues to all eternity in the power of Christ's resurrection. This is a joyous resurrectional day. It's a baptismal day in the life of the church as we sing, as many as have been baptized. It is a bright day that precedes some dark days that are to come, some dark days of Christ's suffering, Christ's abandonment by his people, of the reminder of the rejection of God in the person of Jesus Christ by the Jews, by the people of God. But today we rejoice, today we are glad, today there is resurrection victory, today life defeats death, we have this promise, we have this assurance. Lazarus goes on to be the Bishop of Cyprus, St. Lazarus. He lives the life that God wanted to fulfill in him. Martha and Mary in their faithfulness stand there and trust the Lord, but never could imagine the great grace and blessing that Christ was coming to bring. Lord, surely we should not open the tomb. Let's not open the tomb. Why? Because he stinketh by this time. But Christ has power over that corruption. Christ is stronger than all corruption. Christ indeed brings the scent of holiness and purity and truth in the midst of the tomb, in the midst of Lazarus' tomb. Let's rejoice and be glad in this day. We have many great holy days ahead. Indeed, Palm Sunday this weekend. It is for this day, it is for this reason that the people turned out to see Christ. They heard that he had raised a man from the dead. Indeed, that would be a good reason to go and see Christ, and indeed to want to follow Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joyous feast day. Amen.